Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
It is Holy Week. In case you didn't know, Palm Sunday, this past Sunday, leading up to Good Friday on Friday, and then, of course, Easter on Sunday. Now, there's a good chance, like us, that you will be working on Monday. You look on your calendar on your phone, like I'm looking on mine right now, and you will see that it is marked on the 21st as Easter Monday, but essentially that doesn't mean anything as far as federal holiday. You're still working, I'm still working. You don't get the day off. It's not like Memorial Day or some of these other holidays where we're able to take off. But Senator Eric Schmidt is hoping to change that. He's introduced a bill to make Easter Monday a federal holiday. He says, look, despite only two-thirds of Americans identifying as Christian.
Only?
Yeah, he says more than 80% of Americans celebrate Easter. So clearly, far more people than are identifying as Christian still celebrate this holiday.
Why?
And he says that, well, that's a good question. He says the current lack of a federal Easter holiday significantly limits Americans' ability to celebrate with family, friends, and church communities. I support this. I think this is a great idea. I understand that, you know, you could make the argument, well, there's already too many federal holidays. I get it. But you know what? I'd be willing to swap out maybe another holiday in exchange for this one. He says Easter happens to fall on the longest unbroken work stretch of the calendar. March and April are the only back-to-back months without a federal holiday. He says it would help the economy. He had like one of this whole tangent on why this is a good idea.
Well, that still doesn't mean we'd get the day off.
That's not true. If it's a federal holiday.
I don't think we get every federal holiday off, do we? The company
picks
and chooses.
I guess you're right. I guess technically companies could pick and choose which holidays they want to honor. But I still think this is...
All this would help this for sure would be people in schools, public schools, and federal employees.
All the banks,
employees.
Places like that would be closed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies, though, would honor it.
Obviously, it would benefit me. And obviously, I'm a Christian, and obviously, I celebrate Easter. But it's always on a Sunday. And I don't know if we necessarily need a Monday work day off because of it. So Schmidt's the one pushing for this, right?
Yes, he's the one who introduced the legislation.
I mean, I'm not strongly opposed to the idea. I just don't know if it's necessary.
And it's floating. Every year
right,
will be
so
a different day.
Right, because it's not like it's like Thanksgiving where it's like it's the third, you know what I mean? It's not like it's like St. Patrick's Day where it's always March 17th.
Okay.
It depends on where it falls, because remember last year we had Easter really early, and then you sometimes
first
have it really late. It just kind of depends on how everything falls.
You can have it in March.
Mm-hmm. We have had it in March, late March. See, I'm kind of opposite. I support this idea. I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep if this doesn't pass. I don't think it's like, we have to have this holiday. But I do think it's a good idea. I understand where he's going with this. I mean, come on. I understand that you know, trans visibility or whatever is not
that's
a federal
not a holiday.
Holiday. Right? I understand that. But, man, we celebrate and do some really ridiculous things. That's why, of all the things that we could be honoring and celebrating, the birth of Christ and the death of Christ and then the resurrection of Christ 3 days later, I would say, is a very solid reason to
have a federal
holiday.
Something, why don't we replace something that's where we currently have the day off for? What could we do? So what is a federal holiday? How about Juneteenth? Didn't they make Juneteenth a federal holiday?
That is
holiday?
A federal holiday. We're off
Isn't
for Juneteenth.
Isn't that a federal holiday?
Yes. And many businesses offer Juneteenth as a paid holiday.
We got it off.
We have it off. I think because of the social pressure.
Off, we better get Easter holiday off.
Don't you think a lot of companies offer Juneteenth because if they didn't, they'd be looked at as like racist or you don't support this or whatever? A lot of companies jumped on board with that.
That's why they put it on there to begin with.
Right. And that really wasn't a thing until, what was it, 2020?
Maybe.
I think it was a thing back in the 1860s.
No, when it became a federal holiday is around 2020 when people started allowing people to take off for it and paying them. That was very recent.
Yeah.
Memorial Day, so you have, I mean, there's all kinds of things. I mean, obviously Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021.
Ah,
so
2021,
Joe Biden
even later
turned it into a federal holiday.
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this goes. It's at least something that you can talk about with your family and friends because a lot of people are likely going to be getting together. And, you know, my family and my husband's family, they're both in the St. Louis area. So we can either split the day up or in this case, we're celebrating with his family on Saturday and mine on Sunday. But I know plenty of people who have family out of town. So they're traveling and, you know, they need that Monday off or they're traveling back late. Things like that.
Yeah.
Mark, our old company used to give us Good Friday as a half day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
I forgot about that.
I put it into YouTube. I was just Googling, like, why is Easter not a federal holiday? I put it into YouTube, and it's like a robotic-sounding response that I got. But listen to the reasoning that I got via Google.
Okay.
Easter Monday is not a public holiday in the U.S. because the country's public holidays are largely influenced by its work-centric culture and the separation of church and state. Unlike some countries where religious and cultural holidays lead to widespread observance of Easter Monday, the U.S. focuses more on secular holidays and has a limited number of federal holidays. As a result, Easter Monday, being more religious in nature, is not recognized as a federal holiday across the nation.
You're right. Christmas is very secular. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
Christmas is secular.
Very secular. I totally get it. Now, Thanksgiving is secular, and Memorial Day is secular. I can name a whole list of holidays that are secular. Christmas is not among them. I think that's such a stupid answer.
New Year's Eve.
No, that's very religious, Carl.
New Year's
Day. That's very religious.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a little surprised. I am a little surprised that they... I just don't know if we need to add another free day off. We already have enough trouble producing in this country.
I can't believe you'd be turning down a free day. Well, it's more like if you're going to celebrate Juneteenth, why are you not also doing this?
But I'm going... Well, I mean, Juneteenth is June 19th, right?
Yes.
Every year. It's the same day.
Right.
Easter is always celebrated on a Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I'm already off that day. And I don't know if I need to take Monday off just to say I've got Monday off for Easter, because by then the suit's put away and I've already gone to church the day before and I won't be doing anything that day.
I get your point, but let me just throw this out there. Most companies like ours give you Thanksgiving Day off and Black Friday off. You've already celebrated Thanksgiving. The reason why they gave Black Friday off was because, well, a lot of people are traveling, and for the economy, that's a huge shopping day. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest day of the year for retailers.
I just do it all.
So it's not like you're still eating your turkey. Maybe you're having the hot turkey sandwich that next day, but you're done celebrating typically Thanksgiving on Thursday. Do you really need the Friday off, Mark? Maybe you should volunteer to work on that Friday then.
Just for the recognition of the fact that it's Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not
You've not
opposed to taking a free day. I just don't know if we need any more federal holidays where we shut everything down.
Banks.
What's
mail.
That?
Banks,
I know.
Mail.
Yeah. Of course, your mail's going to be late anyway. Right?
Yeah. The mail truck here in the St. Louis area, not too far from downtown, was caught running a red light, and pallets of mail were
falling off
the back of the truck. And I'm sure I imagine that all the mail workers, once they realized this, were scurrying, trying to gather all the mail. But surely some of the mail was blown away with the wind. So if that was your letter to grandma, good luck. Probably won't make it.
I know I've told this story before, but when I was working in television in Zanesville, Ohio, which is 50 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, a Brinks truck or some sort of an armored truck was going around the bypass around Columbus, Ohio, and the back door came open and a bunch of money fell out of the back of the truck, right? And people stopped and were picking it up as they could. It was like a cash grab, and throwing it in their cars and taking off. Well, this was 1990 maybe, probably 1987. Nobody had cameras with phones. There were no real recording devices or pictures of that part of the interstate. And they were begging people to like 200,000 dollars disappeared or something crazy like that. I forget how much it was exactly. Mm-hmm. But they put out a plea to the public. I remember watching the news conference. We do have some partial license plates. They're trying to scare people. If you come and turn the money in voluntarily before we find you, then we're not going to press charges. Nobody showed up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody showed up to turn that money in.
No, I.
There were no cameras, right?
I would not be the person running out there trying to grab the money. I would feel too guilty.
Yeah, but today if that happened, there'd be a camera on every corner and you'd see who was taking part in the money grab.
By the way, before we go to commercial break, yes. Joe on Facebook says, my company gives us Good Friday off. A lot of companies do, much better than Easter Monday. I actually can get on board with that. I would agree, because my husband and I are planning to go to church on Good Friday and then Easter morning. So yes, I think that's a fantastic idea. I know companies that do that. Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they want to do it voluntarily, I don't know.
We used to get a half day.
We'll see. We'll see if this goes. We'll see if it goes anywhere. All right.
We didn't get to leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. We had to do the whole show.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com. Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.